In the name of Jesus, amen. Gospel reading is the basis for the sermon on this Lord's Day. Let's jump right in. A lot of people did not listen to Jesus. He spoke like nobody else spoke. He did things that nobody else did. He did miracles. He drove out demons. He even raised the dead. And yet there are many people who didn't listen to him. And Jesus comments on that. And this is right before our gospel reading that you heard this morning. Jesus said, "But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. John the baptizer came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Then he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works have been done because they did not repent." And he mentions three cities. He mentions Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. And that forms like a triangle. And in that region, Jesus did a lot of his teaching, did a lot of miracles, did a lot of his earthly ministry. And Jesus said, it's going to be better for Sodom and Gomorrah. And Sodom and Gomorrah, that's the Old Testament story where God wiped them out because of their wickedness. Jesus said, it's going to be better for them on the day of judgment than for you three cities, because you had the opportunity and you didn't repent. You had a front row seat to the work of Jesus and you just didn't listen. Jesus doesn't force himself on people. He could. He's God. But he doesn't do that. People can hear his word and they can walk away. And they do. For whatever reason. And you know people like that, and you've been that person at times. There are people that are decent people. They work hard. They're responsible. They want to do the right thing. They follow through. They just don't want to listen to Jesus. And that's one of life's great mysteries. And it's a painful mystery. You have family members. You have friends. You have neighbors. People that you care about. And they really aren't interested in hearing what Jesus has to say. Don't want to go to church. And nothing you say or do seems to make any difference. We sometimes think, well, you know, if we just had the right bait, you know, it's our problem. We're not marketing it properly. You know, if we just, and whatever, you know, we think, well, maybe if our services were more contemporary, or maybe they were more traditional, or maybe we were more liberal, or maybe we were more conservative, or, you know, maybe we had air conditioning, you know, maybe if we had something different, they would come. You know, and we think we just got to find the right thing. Well, you know, when you're fishing, there's some days when the fish just don't bite. It doesn't matter what bait you use. You can even buy electronics now where you can see where the fish are when you're fishing, but it doesn't make them bite. You just get to see all the fish you're not catching. But what happens next is where our gospel lesson picks up. After talking about these people who don't listen to Jesus, Jesus offers a prayer of thanks. Yes, you heard that correctly. He prays, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will." Jesus knows there are people who have not and will not receive his word. And they are not the unintelligent, they are not the insignificant, they are not the immoral, but it's sometimes the people who are really smart, really influential, well-educated. Whereas those who receive the kingdom, they are like children. Sometimes what the world considers small and insignificant. Certainly, it grieved our Lord when men, women who were smart, well-educated, neglected and rejected his gospel. But now Jesus praises his Father for precisely that. Because he sees that behind all of this is the Lord of heaven and earth. And he says plainly, God has hidden this from the wise and understanding. This is a mystery we will never have an answer for in this life. Why do some people believe and follow Jesus and other people do not? It's agonizing for parents and grandparents, where you can have children who are raised the same way, and one child will grow up to be a faithful Christian, and the other child will grow up and wants nothing to do with it. Why is that? We can't answer that. We can't answer that. But what we do know is that Jesus has seen and Jesus has understood that it must be so. In some way, this is part of God's good plan and fits into his fatherly heart. How? That's beyond our understanding. But we know that God is good and merciful and gracious in all of his ways. That we do not need to understand everything. That we can leave questions alone and know that God knows the answer is a great relief for the follower of Jesus. Where we do not understand, we pray. Where we cannot understand, we believe. Because it goes beyond the limits of our thinking, we can bow down and be thankful that God is greater than our thoughts, and give thanks that our God is a real and living God that was not invented by the mind of man and cannot be comprehended by the mind of man. So even when we can't understand, we can be thankful. Thankful that God is God. And that's the act of faith you're called to. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will, Jesus says. God has permitted it. God has kept his hand over it and keeps his hand over it. And so the questions are put aside and praises are taken up. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. We are called to give thanks to God in all circumstances, including the ones we don't understand and the ones that trouble us. Sometimes people think, well, you know, they've got it all figured out. They think they have the answers, and maybe it's whatever, their job, their money, their whatever they think they have, that they've got it figured out. And for them, you know, worshiping God, hearing his word, receiving his gifts of Holy Communion really doesn't hold anything for them, because they think they've got the answers. They think in some way they've got it figured out. But when a person becomes convicted of their own inadequacy, and they realize, yeah, I am not the person I would like to be. I don't have the thoughts I'd like to have. I don't do the things that I'd like to do. I'm not happy with myself or how things are going. And then that person hears God's word with concerns about trying to figure out how they can make their life meet the demands of God. And it is then that we hear the promise of Jesus, that he fulfills the demands in our place. And that means in Jesus, he gives us rest. He gives us peace. Peace for troubled hearts and minds. Peace that is given to us in Jesus, who became a Savior to deliver us from our sins daily and from the burden of our guilt daily. And not only for our sins, but also for the selfish people that we are. And then to realize that despite all of that, God claims you as his own. He says, you are my child. And then the heart can find rest. All the questions we have are not answered. The questions for why this or why that are left in the pierced hands of Jesus. And it can be left in his hands with thankfulness. Little children, little kids, they know they're little kids. They live in a world of big kids and adults. And they have a lot of questions. And they go through a phase where they say, why? Why this? Why that? And a loving parent gives them a child-sized answer. They can't understand everything, But they're given an answer, and then the child moves on to the next thing. Bring your questions to Jesus, and he will answer them according to his word, or he won't. But in either case, give thanks, because you are loved more than you realize, and your sins are forgiven in Christ. And for that we can be thankful. And that means we also can be thankful for the unanswered questions and for the troubling puzzles of why this or why that. We can give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. In closing, hear these words of Jesus, an invitation. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Praise be to Jesus. Thank him for his gifts. He is good in all things. Amen.